All right, we're back now with Beverly High School boys basketball coach Matt Karakoudis. And, Matt, it was just yesterday we were at the Boston Garden, wasn't it?
It really was. You know, it's crazy to look back and think that that's literally the day before all this started. The very next day after the Garden game, everything shut down. You know, so looking back in hindsight, we're extremely lucky to have got that game in at the Garden.
Not only that, but I remember there was a buzz about hand washing and stuff at that time. The masks weren't even thought of, I don't think. But everybody was sort of being a little extra cautious. But the games were fantastic, and although you were disappointed, I remember you were quite proud of your team.
Oh, for sure. I mean, like, that was a historic season, you know, for Beverly basketball. Probably, you know, the best season they've ever had. To fall short against a team like Whitman-Hanson in that type of game, you know, there's nothing to hang your heads about. They're an unbelievable team. They were the better team, and they were the better team that night. They're a top team in the state. I think they finished, you know, third in the state. And to go 21-3, and our only three losses were to English, Lowell, and Whitman-Hanson, two state title teams, and the other team was third in the state. So can't hang your head about that.
Oh, God, no. And Coach, before we get into this year's team, what's your opinion about not playing, or will you guys, when things open up again, maybe next season, will you be playing English and Classical? Will they be on your schedule even though they're going into the GBL?
I will do my best. I know Classical and I have already talked, and we should be playing Classical. That's already kind of a done deal.
Nice.
And Lynn English, I've already talked to Coach Anderson, and he'll have a tougher time making his schedule because he has to go out and play in a lot of these tournaments that most teams don't play in. But we're going to try to get them on the schedule. We'll try to get Lowell on the schedule again. And we're really going to have to try to load up the schedule because next year with the new tournament style, it goes by strength of schedule or seeding for the tournament. And we are also moving up to Division One, so the road gets even tougher for us.
You know, Matt, it's funny, but I think it's – I don't know if this makes any sense, but I think it's great that even though you're in the middle of this season – you're already looking forward to next year because it just seems like the cloud will be lifted very soon here and we'll have, you know, some kind of a normal deal. So you are looking forward to that. But closer to home now, you guys are off to a great start.
We are. We're playing pretty well. I mean, it's early in the year. We have a very young team this year, and we're going through some immaturity on the court, you know, some growing pains, which was to be expected. But I'm happy with how the guys are playing. A lot of them, even though they're young, they were around to see what we did last year and what it takes to get there. And they're buying in, so they're working hard and 4-0 start, so we're excited.
Before we get in deep with your kids, I got to ask you this. Is there anything so far that's been easier to deal with than you thought before the season started? Because, you know, we didn't even know if we were going to have a winter season and, you know, an indoor season. But is there anything that's gone on with your kids, with the practices, with the games or whatever, that's, hey, this is okay, we can deal with this. It's a little easier than what I thought it might be.
Yeah, honestly, I know it's crazy, but it really is not much different. It really isn't. In terms of things being easier, I think there's even more structure this year, and more discipline with all the protocols that are put in place, not by myself, but by the school and just, you know, the cities and the MIAA. So it's kind of, in a way, made a lot of things easier because you know exactly what you have to do. You don't really have many choices in a lot of the matter.
Have you guys picked up with you and your assistants, have you done some Zoom teaching as well, like some of the other teams are doing?
We the coaches had some Zoom meetings in the off season together, and the kids did a lot of working out in the off season on their own, and they got together as a group, socially distanced on the turf field and stuff like that, and met. And we pretty much stayed in touch throughout text messages and phone calls.
Excellent. All right. So, what's the strengths of this year's team so far?
Without a doubt, it's perimeter shooting. We can really shoot the three ball this year, which is the complete opposite of our team last year. I mean, we had some good shooters last year, but everybody knows we were pounding the ball down low to Duncan and Jack. And this year, we're more of a perimeter-based team. Last three games, we've hit 15 threes, 14 threes, and 11 threes. So So, I mean, we can really stroke it, and we can score the ball.
Well, I was going to say, your scores are ridiculous here. You got 93 points against Gloucester.
Yeah. And, you know, and nothing poor to say about Gloucester, but that we just were shooting the ball so well, and we were playing so hard. I mean, our guys, they got up big, and they were still diving on the floor for loose balls late in the game. And I think that just says a lot about our guys. I mean, no matter what the score was, no matter whether it was starters or bench guys, that they were coming to play.
Well, Coach, the other thing, looking at your scores, you know, you've got some offense, but you've held the other team down, too. So good team defense?
For sure. But still a big learning curve defensively for us, for the young guys. And I, you know, again, I hate to keep mentioning Duncan and Jack, but they're anchors for us on both ends of the floor last year defensively as well, and rebounding the basketball.
Yeah, great.
Those are things we're trying to learn, you know, on the fly. And one of the good things about this season is without a tournament and without a conference championship, you know, you're really just, you're lucky to be playing games. So we're taking this season, it's almost like one large preseason building for next season, because we have 11 guys out of the 13 returning next year.
I love the way you're looking at that.
You know, it's a two-year process,
yeah,
really.
I like that. That's cool, and it also gives us something to look forward to. Are you getting a lot of kids into the games?
Yeah, we've got 13 guys on the roster, and I know in two of the four games, all 13 guys have checked in, and in some of the games that maybe were a little bit tighter, we still went 10 deep.
That's got to feel good, and that's got to help down the road as well. Okay, let's focus in. Tell me about you know, some of the guys you're relying on right now for leadership.
Yep, leadership wise, we got two juniors who are doing a great job: Tristan Abreu and Nick Braganca. Tristan Abreu's off to a great start. He's playing the best I've seen him play. And honestly, I feel he's playing up to his capabilities that I knew he was capable of doing. He's averaging, right around 15 points a game. He's hit, I think, 11 threes in four games for us. Nick Braganca is playing excellent defense. He's a leader out there. He does a lot of the talking on defense. He's rebounding the ball real well. And then, we've got some really, really nice young guys that can score the ball and handle the ball. We got Gabe Copeland, who came back. He had some big games for us last year as a freshman. He's leading us in scoring right now with, I think, around 18 and a half per game. Made 11 threes in the first four games.
Mm-hmm.
And our point guard, who's a sophomore, Rook Landman, is playing excellent. He's averaging 10 points. Just about 5.5, almost 6 assists a game, and playing great defense. And he's a guy that, him and Tristan, a lot of people don't realize, Tristan started for us last year at the beginning of the year, and Rook was our sixth man, and we played the entire second half of the year without them due to injury. So they didn't play in the tournament or at the Garden or anything.
So, okay.
So to have them come back, you know, and be healthy, and is just great.
How are you looking at the schedule? And I know, I don't know, the league is just, everything's crazy with the schedule, the shortened schedule and so on. But, you know, big win over Masco, no trouble with Winthrop. Gloucester looks pretty good, and you guys handled them easily. Marblehead. What's that?
The schedule really is kind of like a mishmash. I mean, we have a schedule in place, but a lot of the games have been changed, pushed back, pushed up. And we're pretty much just, hey, and we're going to try to,
well,
as we can.
Okay. Oh. Now, Saugus, have they played yet? Did I lose you, Matt?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. Has Saugus played? Because you got Saugus next. Have they played a game yet?
Yeah, Saugus has played, I believe, 4 games.
Oh, okay.
I believe they're either 1-3 or 2-2. I'm not
okay.
Positive.
All right, but they are playing, because I know this red zone stuff and all that. It confuses the hell out of me.
Yeah, they were one of the teams though that started later in the season.
Okay, all right. So you got Saugus on Friday night. Now the next question is: are parents allowed to come to your games?
For home games, each player is allowed 2 family members, immediate family members that live in the home with them.
Okay,
and no one is allowed on the road.
Right. Oh my goodness! And your games, are your games being streamed as well? Video streaming?
Yes, BevCam does an excellent job. They shoot the game live. You can watch it on YouTube. YouTube or on Beverly TV.
Okay.
And they do an amazing job.
All right. So we'll make sure we have that linked as well. Coach, this is great, and it gives me hope, you know, that you're doing this. The kids are out there playing now, but you also have an eye on next season when things ought to be a whole lot better, and that's pretty exciting. And you have a very, how many seniors do you have?
We only have two.
Okay.
We're bringing back 11 out of the 13 guys.
All right. And finally, Matt, the kids who left last year, your seniors, it was a horrible way to end the year. What are they doing now? Have you made contact with any of them? They're in school?
I have. I keep in touch with all of my guys. Duncan is at UNH on a football scholarship, but they didn't play football this year.
Right.
But he's still there. And Jack went to Worcester State, but actually just transferred back home to Salem State, where he's looking to play basketball.
Excellent, excellent. Coach, this is great. I'll check in with you in a couple of weeks. I know there's not going to be any tournament and stuff like that, but there is hope.
It's got to get better sooner than later, I hope, you know?
Yeah, I know. I love it. That's Matt Karakoudis, who is the Beverly High School boys basketball coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.